Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back, and thank you for spreading the word and sharing the news about this channel. Seems to be working. We have some new members just in the last few days. Greg, Trevor Unrau, Penn Watson VI, Callum Borthwick, and Navdeep Judge. Welcome. And please feel free to join in the conversations here and let me know what you all are thinking about. Today, I would like to do another guided practice. People seem to be digging these, and I think they're very useful, you know, in the same way you might, ideally you would like to practice with somebody, you know, actually in front of you, but that's not always possible. So when you can't do that, something like a guided practice is very useful in the same way like a workout video or something like that, where somebody is just kind of, you're just kind of following a thing so you don't have to continually invent your practice routine, you know, and it may give you a new idea, something you didn't do before. So I'll continue with the pentatonics as I've discussed in other videos, pentatonics being the foundational structure of the guitar that's tuned to a pentatonic scale, the guitar where everything is built upon the shapes of the pentatonic regions of the guitar, all major scales, everything is beholden to those shapes because that's the tuning of the instrument. It's different on a violin or something like that that's symmetrical. Guitar is asymmetrical in the way that, in the sense that a pentatonic scale is asymmetrical. A C pentatonic scale is actually symmetrical around the note D. You can look at a piano and see that, as is a C major scale. Or the whole piano is actually symmetrical around the note D or A flat. But we don't see it so much on the guitar that way, you know. It comes more in these shapes. So on the last video, we went through all the keys all the way up the neck. And so now, maybe in order to gain a little more fluidity and maybe improvise a little bit, I'll focus on three keys. The last video, I talked about the augmented triad a little bit. So I'll sort of combine those two ideas. And let's work on three keys that are in an augmented relationship. Let's take C, A flat, and E. Now you could do this in any position you like. I think for the beginning, I'll just start in the lowest position I can. So C, starting on G, that's sort of a mixolydian. What I was calling mixolydian, although it's not seven note mixolydian, it's just mixolydian in the sense that it's starting off the fifth. That's, I'm fingering it 2-4-2-4-1-4, 1-4-2-4-2-4. Now A flat, if I go to my sort of closest version of A flat, well, I could do A flat, starting on the F down here, which is like an F minor pentatonic, or I could do it here starting on the root. I think I'll do this one. It's a little more, it feels a little closer physically to that C off of the G. It's coming to A flat off of the A flat. So A flat pentatonic starting off the root. And then where would I play E in this area? could start it off of the second degree, the F sharp. If I start off the third, that's all right as well. It's a little bit far. Yeah, I feel like the one off the second degree is closer physically. I want to get everything as compact as I can and just kind of stay in one area of the guitar. And then maybe we'll move to another area. But with all of these warm-up type of exercises or guided practice exercises, the idea is to really limit what you're working on and try to focus in and go pretty deeply into a very small thing, you know, that seems simple, but, you know, things can be revealed as you do that. So I already prepared a loop here. Now, this loop is just four bars of C, four bars of A flat, and four bars of E flat. But the bars are at a very slow tempo. One, two, three, four, two. So that's the second bar, and so on. So it's gonna be quite slow, which gives you plenty of time to do whatever you like. Now, if you want to just work on the scale, do that. If you want to improvise, you do that. I'm going to do whatever comes to mind, but I'll cue when it's about to change, and then we'll just go from there. All right, so here we go. Starting with C. Change A flat. I'm just focusing on clarity, trying to get the notes to be clear, well articulated. Scales up and down right now. Thank you. the scale over each time it changes key. I'm just continuing the up and down motion. I'm just going to the nearest note in the scale that I'm about to go to. I was lucky on that one because the note coming up was C, which is also in A flat. These scales have some common tones. In fact, you will notice that the root of the scale that you're on becomes the third of the next scale. Right, I was playing an A flat there, which became the third of E major. Of course, we call it G sharp, not A flat. But just with eighth notes. Oops. Pardon that. E flat. Thinking of the next key, and I went there a little early. It happens. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use the root to pivot to the next key. Is E. So near the end of this four bars, I'm going to start hanging out on that E and use that common tone to make a nice transition to the key of C, where that E will be the third. Scales has only one common tone with any of the other ones. Two scales, which by logic should tell you pentatonic scales that are related by major thirds, with that common tone overlapping. You get 12 different tones. So actually, we're playing 12-tone music here, just very slowly. To just play the guitar, but your phrasing will sound more natural, more voice-like if you sing along with it. La, da, da. Triplets. Now I'm going to move a little faster. Ooh, I'm just going to run the scale. Starting over. complicated. You just stay in you know, in any area you like. You could do a little segment of the scale rather than doing the whole thing. But try and get into this triplet feel. Part of it, like, and think about how would this change when we go to A flat. It looks like the whole thing, just go up a half step. Should be familiar enough by now that you don't need to look at your hands to find the notes. But in this triplet feel. feel by now where it's going to change. I'm just kind of feeling a big four. Like this is the number three. Here's four.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep going, but I think that's a pretty good warm up for now, and I'm ready to go on to something else. For those of you in the New York area, I'll be playing tomorrow night at the Jazz Gallery with Very Very Circus, which is a band of Henry Threadgill's. This is a tribute band. Henry's not playing, but wonderful saxophonist named Noah Becker will be playing Henry Threadgill's parts, and great band with Gene Lake and Brandon Ross, one of my guitar heroes. I'll be playing with him and Jose Davila, and it should be a fun night if you happen to be in New York. Otherwise, I'll check in with you in a day or two. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Another 37 minutes. Wow. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.